George went on a vacation to the Middle East, mother-in-law. During their vacation and while they were visiting Jerusalem, George's mother-in-law died. With a death certificate in hand, George went to the American consulate to make arrangements to send the body back to the States. After hearing the death of the mother-in-law, told George that the sending of a body back to the States for burial is very, very expensive. It could cost as much as $15,000. The consul continued, in most cases, the person would bury the body here. This would only cost $1,500. George thought for some time and answered, "I don't care how much it will cost to send the body back. That's what I want to do." The consul, after hearing this, much considering the difference in price. "No, it's not that," said George. "You see, I know of a case many years ago of a man who died and was buried here in Jerusalem. On the third day, he rose from the dead. I just can't take that chance." Yes, my friend, the resurrection is the crowning truth of the Christian faith. As St. Paul noted, if Christ did not rise, our faith is a delusion. It is a proof of this because a 16-man Roman guard could not stop it, and the authorities could not produce a body to disprove it except an empty tomb. Cowardly disciples who fled at the crucifixion had a bold martyrs. "You don't die for a lie you have made up." The existence of the church today and the conversion of skeptics like St. Paul points to a living reality and not a dead memory, our own destiny. Jesus' victory over death ensures that it's not the end, but a transition. As the Catechism suggests, the risen Christ is the source of our future resurrection. As if we are still buried in the tombs of our past. Every day should be an Easter day where the presence of Jesus provides peace amidst the boredom, the pain of daily life. We are called to be see-through, letting the love and mercy of the risen Lord shine through our actions. Knowing that our bodies will be resurrected inspires us to keep them holy and to treat every neighbor with selfless service. The resurrection reminds us that grief is final. Every Good Friday in our lives has a Sunday waiting on the other side. Living as resurrection people is not just a theological concept. It is a lifestyle choice that changes how we handle. When you wake up, intentionally frame your day as a new beginning. If you had a difficult day yesterday, failed at a goal, or felt consumed by anxiety, treat the morning as a mini Easter. Take a moment of silence to consciousness in the tomb. Tell yourself the gun and start your task with that blank state. Resurrection people look for the living, not the dead. We often dwell on people's past mistakes, our own regrets, or the dead parts to gossip, hold a grudge, or ruminate on a past failure. Put your focus. Ask yourself, where is the life here? Instead of dwelling on what went wrong, pivot the conversation to focus on forgiveness, a positive trait for the future. Easter is about seeing the world differently, as Mary Magdalene did when she went from seeking a corpse to encountering the Savior. Identify one tomb in our life, maybe a situation that feels hopeless, a bad habit we can't break. Once a day, perform one small internal act that contradicts that hopelessness. For example, if you are struggling with a family member or a difficult co-worker, perform an anonymous act of service for them. Bloom where there was previously death. In a world of constant noise and worry, we often act like people who are afraid of the future. Whenever we feel a surge of fear about the future, maybe finances, health, or uncertainty, Christ before me, within me. The disciples were transformed from frightened into bold witnesses because they experienced the risen Lord. Others will know you are a resurrection person, not by what you say, but by how you handle life's blows. Deserve it. You are proving that you believe in the power of the resurrection, power to bring life out of dead end conflicts. Pope Francis says, faith is not an album of past memories. Jesus is not outdated. He is alive here